USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New CDC guidelines are advising people to use non-medical face coverings to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. President Trump said it's not for him.
Somehow sitting in the Oval Office behind that beautiful Resolute desk, the great Resolute desk, I think wearing a face mask as I greet presidents, prime ministers, dictators, kings, queens, I don't know, somehow I don't see it for myself.
He said the states had a chance to order hard-to-come-by ventilators years ago.
The previous administration, the shelves were empty, so what you should do is speak to the people from the previous administration.
3M shot back over the Trump administration's criticism, saying to stop the exports of medical-grade masks raises significant humanitarian implications. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.